Chapter 2. The Book. What was Artemis Fowl's plan? He wanted gold. Of course he wanted gold. He came from a famous family of clever criminals, and the Fowls always wanted gold. And everyone all over the world knew that fairies have a lot of gold. But Artemis also knew that fairies had a special book, and that this held all their secrets. It was written in the old fairy language called Gnomish, which no human could read. Artemis believed that with today's technology, he could understand any alphabet or language. "If I can understand the book," he thought, "I can find a way to steal the fairy's gold." It was early morning when Artemis and Butler arrived back at Fowl Manor. Artemis wanted to start work on the book, but he visited his mother first. When Artemis's father disappeared, his mother went to bed. She was still there 12 months later. She did not allow any light to come into the room.
"Mother, are you awake?"
asked Artemis, knocking on the door and going in. Angeline Fowl looked at him.
"Don't call me Mother. I don't know who you are," she said.
Artemis looked down.
"Of course, sorry, sorry.
Angeline jumped under the bed.
"They're coming for me. They're everywhere," she cried.
On good days, she knew Artemis. On bad days, she thought Artemis was his father. She often believed her bedroom was full of horrible creatures. Butler's younger sister, Juliet, looked after Angeline Fowl. It was not an easy job. Back at his desk, Artemis could not understand the book. He made copies of it and ran it through every program on his computer, but nothing worked. He put the pages on the walls of his office and looked at them closely. Hours passed and he was getting angry. What did these strange letters say? At last, he discovered that Gnomish was like the old Egyptian language. This was not a big surprise. Artemis already knew that fairies lived for hundreds of years. He felt very excited and put the words into the computer again. Now, the computer showed him lots of words in English, but they still did not mean anything. Artemis did not stop. The words were English, but they did not make English sentences. He went back to the pages of the book. He tried moving the words around from right to left to right, top to bottom to top. Finally, he guessed the answer. He needed to start in the middle and read in circles. Now he could read the fairy secrets. He began to read the book with shaking hands.
"The Book of the Fairies. Fairy magic and fairy laws carry me always. Carry me well. I am your teacher from the past. Forget me and your magic won't last. There are 100 laws for you to know. They will answer every question you can have. But fairy,
Remember this well. I am not for the humans above ground. If one of you tells them our secrets, my magic will kill you when you are found."
There were 43 pages in the book.
"Yes," said Artemis aloud. "With the computer, I can read every page and know everything about the fairies. And when I know and understand fairies, I can steal from them."
Suddenly, he felt very tired. He went to bed and slept for 18 hours. After that, he ate a light breakfast and went back to work on the book. Artemis always kept the television news on in his office, and there were stories from newspapers on the wall. Before he started work, he looked at one from the Irish Times.
"The Irish Times. Irish businessman lost at sea. Artemis Fowl the First was on his boat, Fowl Star, last week when a bomb exploded. Mr. Fowl was travelling from Dublin to Russia. There were 250,000 cans of cola in the boat, which he was planning to sell to the Russian people. The bomb made a loud noise, which was heard in St. Petersburg. Mr. Fowl disappeared in the explosion. Russian police have not found any bodies. Mr. Fowl has a wife, Angeline, and a son, Artemis Fowl II. Artemis did not want to believe that his father was dead. He never turned the TV off because he was waiting for news of Artemis Fowl I. But today, he felt differently.
"Shut everything down. I need quiet for this," he said to Butler when he came into the office.
"Everything?" asked Butler.
"Yes," said Artemis quietly.
At last he was beginning to believe that his father was dead. Butler put a hand on Artemis's arm for a moment, and then they both sat down to work.